You're listening to Be Inspired, your one-stop shop for inspiration. Stay tuned for your inspiring show. Now, here's your host, Erica.
Welcome to Be Inspired with me, Eric Latrice. This is your one-stop shop for inspiration. Coming up on today's show, I am talking all about dreaming big. You guys know that is my motto, and I'm so pumped because my special guest in the Be Inspired Cafe shares that same motto with me. So you definitely want to stick around for that. Right now, I want to jump right into our message for today. And my message for you is make it happen. Make it happen. So much time is wasted figuring out the end result before we ever take that initial step. I do understand the whole concept of beginning with the end in mind. You don't want to just go out doing things just because it sounds good, but too much time is wasted worrying about who's going to be on board when you take that leap of faith, or worrying about who might talk about you, or worrying about who's not going to be by your side, or who's not going to encourage you. But I want to remind you today that you have the power to make it happen, because I am a firm believer that God gives us the desires of our hearts, literally. So if there are ideas in your mind, if you have dreams, if you have goals, if you have desires, they are not a coincidence. And you are doing a disservice not only to yourself, but everyone that you are going to help by pursuing your dreams if you never take action. So that is it, you guys. That is the message today. Make it happen. Take action today. Step out on whatever is in your hands. And I can guarantee you, if you remain consistent, you will soon see the fruit of your labor. So that is our message today. Make sure that you guys plug into the Empowerment Club. If you want to get full length interviews and all of those great things that are available, go to ericalatrice.com right now. And I have something else that's very exciting for you guys, my private coaching community. So if you're looking for some added accountability, if you're looking for some step-by-step strategies to turn that big vision into small daily actions, then you definitely want to get connected to my private coaching community, the Empowerment Club Mastermind. All that information is at ericalatrice.com, and you need to get plugged into it right now. But I am jumping into the Be Inspired Cafe today, and our featured song of the day, this is one song that literally just helps me to push past the pain. And that is the name of the song. It is Push Past the Pain with Nina Gaddy Davis. And on the other side of this song, you'll be hearing from our special guest in the Be Inspired.
Welcome you all into the Be Inspired Cafe. Our special guest today, if you have ever struggled with conquering your fears, if you've ever struggled in the areas of anxiety, or just stepping out and having confidence to do what you know you've been called to do, then you need to grab your notepad, like right now, and get ready for our special guest. She is all about confidence and conquering your fears. So welcome with me, Jill Galano. How are you doing today, Jill?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me today.
I'm excited to have you. I do want to kick it off. For those that may not have come in contact with you, can you tell us just a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. So for those that don't know me, I'm Jill Galano. I'm an anxiety and confidence coach. And previously, I had a successful online children's clothing boutique that was very successful on Facebook. But for years, I actually struggled behind the scenes with severe anxiety and panic attacks. I learned some amazing things through that struggling journey that I used for my own struggle and healing, so that I was able to completely heal from this and be set free. And I've been living confidently ever since, And now my passion is really to help other women and teach them all that I've learned and use my gifts so they can be set free from any fear issues, any anxiety, and so that they can also confidently live the life they've been dreaming of.
That is so, so wonderful. And I think your story is so powerful because I've just been connecting with you, Jill. I know that you share a lot about confidence and how important it is to overcome those fears and overcome those anxieties that keep us stuck, that have us paralyzed in one spot and afraid to move beyond where we're at. So right. Why is it, you know, like, why would you say that confidence is so important and moving beyond those fears are so important?
You know, it's really so important because it's the key thing that we need in all that we do. I feel especially as entrepreneurs, you know, I work a lot with entrepreneurs and confidence is everything. You know, you really have to grasp what a gift you are in this world and how you are here to help and serve others. And without confidence, it's really impossible to do that effectively. Confidence in who we are, confidence in who God made us to be, and confidence in our purpose is so important in being able to really make our dreams come true.
All caps, amen.
Yes.
Like, amen to that. Because, you know, a lot of times we think it's just about us. Like, we think, well, you know, if I don't show up for life, it won't matter. Not realizing that there are so many people that will be blessed, like so many people who will be helped and changed just by stepping out. So for that person, they're listening right now, and maybe they're just feeling a little stuck or they're feeling like they don't know where to start. They're not really in that place that you're talking about, that place of confidence
right.
to step out. What advice would you give to them if they don't feel adequate enough to start living their dreams?
You know, I really tell them to join arms with someone who's already doing what it is they want to do or someone who knows and can teach them. Oftentimes, our best teachers are those who were once going through the same exact struggle that we are, but were able to overcome it and break free from it. And, you know, instead of staying stuck, I think the biggest thing is to take that leap of faith and take that step to join arms with the person that you know can help you through your struggle. And I know that that's hard. And, you know, oftentimes that's the thing that will keep us struggling and keep us stuck, whether it's, you know, our ego gets in the way or
yes.
we don't want anybody to know that we're struggling. You know, even for me personally, I wanted to heal, but I really didn't want people to know how badly I was struggling. And it's interesting, you know, you can be so successful on the outside and you can have this amazing business and you can be thriving in this one area. And then behind the scenes, it's like you're really struggling and your regular life does not look anything like your business life. And you can get stuck because you don't want people to know or because you're ashamed or because embarrassed, you know, all of these things, when really if you can take that leap of faith and take that step to join arms with someone who you know has been through it and you know they can help you through it, that's really the first step in healing and the first step in starting your healing journey. So that's what I would recommend, you know, just getting to that place where I know it feels scary. I know you don't want anybody to know. I know, you know, you think it's fine to keep on struggling on your own. But honestly, you know, I'm a Christian. So for me, I always reference back to God. God never intended us to go through these deep waters alone, you know, and he brings healing so that someone will hear your story and that when you're healed, it's not just about you. I think that was my biggest takeaway. You know, for years I've been healed, and I could easily just continue on living my life healed and happy and loving it. And God started really putting this pull on my heart, like, Jill, I didn't heal you just for you. Like, you have to share your story, because in sharing your story, you help heal other people. And that's the biggest thing, you know, being able to take the step and asking for that help and being ready to receive it to launch your own healing, and then being willing to share your story, knowing that's the very thing that might speak right into someone else's heart and life and help them to heal too.
That's huge, Jill. Like it's so huge, because one of the things that you just touched on, which I think is so powerful, is who you surround yourself with.
Right.
I know I have, you know, I've come to a point where I'm like, okay, I have two friends. But
yeah, right.
Yeah, but it matters, because we don't always realize how powerful it is, the voices that we allow to speak into our lives.
Yes,
and there are
yes.
some people, yes, like they will not, you will not be able to get to your destiny. You will not be able to get to where you've been called to be if you let any and everyone speak into your life. So,
yes.
Jill, this is what I love about you. You have, I don't know if you guys caught this, but Jill launched a successful, highly successful online business. Like you've had so many wins. You help women on a daily basis conquer their fears. You work as a coach. You do so many amazing things. But I know for certain, just from my own story, it's not always, you know, just the roses and the celebrations. You've had to overcome a lot to get to the place
right.
that you're at. So what would you say has been your most difficult obstacle, and how were you able to overcome it?
You know, it's so interesting that you started off this question just sharing how it's so crucial whose voices you allow to speak over you. That's something I've been saying for a while now. Like, we all have the choice whose voices we're going to allow to speak over us. And I believe that they're either speaking words of life over us or words of death, literally, over us. And for years, I didn't understand that. And then, you know, I finally grasped it. And I would say that my most difficult obstacle was literally in letting go those in my life who were extremely toxic and destructive to me. And for me, it was the very people who were supposed to love me and take care of me and love me more than anything. So that was really difficult when I realized those very people were the ones that I had to let go. For me, it was so hard because I'm the type of person I love with all of my heart. So, you know, letting go of someone that I love, it goes against everything in me. Like, it does not feel natural because I'm such a lover. Like, you know, you're in my heart for life if I love you. But it really wasn't until I finally learned to let go of those people that did not love me that same way and were so destructive for me. It was really in that and doing that that I was able to finally start truly loving myself. And, you know, it's so interesting because I don't think fully always understand the importance of loving ourselves. You always hear about loving others. And, you know, if you grew up in church, it's all about put yourself aside and love others. And yes, I believe that God has called us to love others, but it really comes down to how can you truly love other people if you've never learned to truly love yourself first? Because
oh my gosh,
when you,
that's so good.
Yes, right? Like,
it's true. It's so true.
Possible? So it's like that to me is so important. And to teach that in a way that, you know, it doesn't go against what God is teaching us. Yes, we are called to serve and love other people, but that starts with you. You know, it has to come from you, because when I finally learned to truly love myself, it was really interesting. It became easier to let go of those who were toxic for me, because you grow so much stronger and you learn how amazing you are, and you start to see yourself how God sees you, and you start to realize that, like, the more you kind of separate from these other people, the more you begin to shine, because you're now, you know, all that darkness is kind of scooted away from you. And so now you're being able to grow and love and shine. And then the amazing part is you're able to love others even more because you're filled with love instead of all that, you know, negativity and that toxic stuff from having the wrong people in your life. So,
man, so Jill, that is so, 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 so good. And I know people that are listening that something just resonated with them and they're like, okay, but what next? How do I stay in touch with you? So tell me, what is the best way that those listening can support you, get connected with you, and grab hold to all the wonderfulness that is Jill? What's the best way that we can do that?
Right now I'm actually in the middle of working on my new website. So the best way to connect with me would be either through email at jillgalano@aol.com, or you can reach me through my old site. My old website is jillgalano.com. And you can also find me on Facebook and send me a message that way. And that would be the best, those would be the best ways to reach me.
Perfect. Jill, I want to say thank you so much for taking time out to be in the Be Inspired Cafe. I know that you're launching a lot of new
so
things.
Much.
You'll have to come back. Yes,
yeah,
you definitely
you
have to come back.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to today's show. Make sure that you're subscribed on iTunes so that you can find out as soon as new episodes come out. You can get connected on every social media platform at Erica Empowers. I love you guys for listening in, and I hope that you are motivated and encouraged to dream big, live on purpose, and of course, be inspired. Go out and make today amazing, because it is absolutely a choice.
For more inspiration, visit us online at ericalatrice.com.